Hey, 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 I hope you guys enjoy these, what I'm calling podcast shorts for my Burnout to All Out community. This is just a little peek behind the curtain of the coaching that goes on inside of my programs. We're bringing to you some of the best nuggets and coaching I'm giving within hot seats of all of our different programs, whether it's our LinkedIn Method Academy, our mini mastermind business basics, all the way up to our higher level mastermind. If you're hearing some of these questions and you're like, man, I wish I could get my burning question answered by Melissa. Hey, guess what? You could be featured on my podcast. If you've got a question that you want answered and you submit it to my team and we pick it, we will bring you here to the podcast for our podcast shorts and do a hot seat with you. Where can you submit your questions? Send them to teamburnouttoallout.co. We'll make sure we drop that in the show notes for our podcast shorts. And I hope that you guys find as much value in these shorts as our clients do inside the program. Need some effective tactical advice that actually helps you get results and makes a real difference in your life and business? You've come to the right place. If you're finding yourself here today, it means you're getting ready to gain serious traction in your business, rapidly multiply your income and impact, and you're ready to make it happen while living all out. Guys, I'm Melissa Hinault, your trustworthy corporate dropout turned six-figure business burnout turned happy and healthy CEO of a multi-million dollar online business. And you're listening to the Burnout to All Out podcast. On this show, we're serving up innovative growth strategies, simple implementation methods to put them into practice, and action-stimulating inspiration tailored specifically for the modern entrepreneur. Let's dive in.
So I am a career confidence coach, and I'm hosting a live masterclass the week after yours on September 18th. So it's 2 weeks from today, and I will tell you that I changed my business model to the live launch model after I went to your masterclass, because I was like, who is this woman? I love her. Just all of it resonates with me. I think you can even tell from my energy. I'm just like, I have no problem delivering content live. And so I've been going through the modules, and I saw the whole schedule that Jackie had created around your conversion events. Do you have one? What's the data you're collecting? I can't remember everything I said. But anyway, thank you for that. So helpful, because I wasn't even thinking. It's almost like I forgot how to run a business. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was
A lot of people do. They come into this and then they just like close their eyes and cross their fingers and hope things happen.
I swear to God, it's like I never ran a P&L before. Crazy. Right. Anyway. All that's done. So I'm hosting it in 2 weeks, and I really want to fill my masterclass. So my revenue goal, the investment in my program is $5,000 paid in full. Okay. This is really the first time I launched it, the first time in August. It was really like a soft launch because I wanted to get all my systems automations like done on the back end. Cause I felt like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I really need to build it out, like build out the machine. So I did that. I just did it. I sent an email to my list. Like, I just wasn't so great at marketing afterwards. Right. So I didn't make any sales, like zero sales. This launch, my revenue goal is 20K, which is four new clients. And I really want to fill the masterclass organically, because I've spent like a gajillion dollars on Facebook ads in the past, and I'm still traumatized over it. Also, I don't have the cash flow. My question to you is, what is your recommendation on how I can fully utilize LinkedIn so that I can fill this masterclass and generate 20K in revenue, which is my goal?
Yeah. So do you know what your projected conversion rate is?
My projected conversion rate is 5%.
5%. Okay. So do you know what that means for how many you need to enroll to hit that?
Yes. Like registering, I think, is like 100 people. I don't even know. Well, 10% would be 50. So 5% is 100. Yeah.
So it's a little under 100. Let me see. 80 times 0.05. Wait. Yeah. 80.
Okay.
So this is for everybody. I have a podcast episode on this as well, if anybody's lost on what we're talking about. But this is how you make a science out of your launches and not just hocus pocus. Okay.
you have to know your projected conversion rate, which is basically like for us, we know exactly how many people need to register in order for us, our conversion rate's about 2.2%. So the longer you run launches, the lower your conversion rate gets because the colder your audience is, right? Your first couple of launches are super warm. You can get upwards of 5 to 8% conversion rate with a totally warm market. If you want 4 people to convert at 5%, you need 80 people to register. Everybody got that? So she needs 80 people to register to a conversion event if she's projecting that 5% of them will purchase 4, right? To get that 20,000. Okay. So that's where she got that number. So we need 80 people to register and you have 2 weeks. Do you have a registration page?
I do.
Okay. Are you running and promoting that it's, are you going to stream it live? Have you thought about how many days is it?
It's 5 days. I'm 100% streaming it live. I haven't done anything because it was a long weekend. Like today, I'm literally, it's like the ground zero day one today, which I know is a short time frame. That's why I'm here talking to you with my fingers crossed.
Yes. All right, guys, I left my corporate career and took everything I knew and built a $1 million business on the internet in just 19 months. And you can too. My name is Melissa Hinault, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs escape the corporate cage and create the business and life they deserve. Too often, building a business can be like jumping out of the fire and into the frying pan. Can you relate? Without the right strategies, you can work tirelessly, feel like you're missing out on life, and not have much to show for it. Even worse, you're no closer to finding the freedom that you wanted than when you were stuck in that job. I'm here to change that for you. On May 13th, I am hosting a 7-day virtual intensive for people ready to build a business that gives them the freedom and life they've been looking for. So how are we going to do this? Over a jam-packed week, I'll spend about 90 minutes each day to reset your strategies and build the clarity to drive the results and profits you desire. First, we'll build a foundation of lead generation and audience growth to connect with the perfect people. Then we're going to grow by implementing an optimized sales conversion strategy that drives results. Then we're going to scale your success with an optimized offer ladder and retain clients for longer. And we're going to do this live with hot seats and Q&As to give you the proven processes to build your dream business without the burnout. Best of all, it's completely free to join. You deserve a business that serves you and not one that you have to serve. And when you have the right strategies and processes, you can create a business that does this. Join me free on May 13th to build, grow, and scale a business that will set you free. So I would suggest that you promote it as a LinkedIn Live. You can create LinkedIn Live pages, like you can create LinkedIn Live events and ask people to register for it. But you're also going to want to, do you have an email list?
I do. 1,200 people are on it.
Okay. So you're also going to want to do a series of emails to promote it and ask people to register for it. So we just turned on ours today. We like to turn it on 2 weeks before launch, but somehow it got forgotten. So now we're turning it on today. And you guys, hopefully you won't be bothered with it because you're already in the program. Hopefully we've stratified you out, but we'll have emails going out this week. I would do a series of them. This is when you have permission to be a little bit obnoxious, especially kind of as the countdown too. So you should get a percentage that opt in from your email list if you're nurturing them. You should also do organic, just post with the registration link in the comment section, not in the body of the post, in the comment section. And I would put that on LinkedIn and even in the featured section of your LinkedIn account, because you already have somebody who's proven that they Googled you, gone to your page, and that's your ideal person that could click on the registration button.
I just did that today. Like, it's the first thing in my featured section.
Okay. And one of our favorite things to do, if you like, do a little bit of digging on some of our content and look at the carousels. One of the things we like to do, which it's kind of a soft promotion for a masterclass, is to not just, yes, on occasion, you can say, I've got this totally free thing coming up. Please register for it. Here's what it's about, blah, 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 blah.
But what we find works really well is actually like carousels that do value first, right? So like a case study or like a little bit of data about LinkedIn versus the other platforms or a case study about a client, and then you're swiping through the carousel to learn. Now you're being seen as a subject matter expert. And by the time you get to the last carousel, it's like, hey, do you want to learn more about this? Don't miss my upcoming masterclass. Register in the comment section. We find that those work really well because people will even share them and engage with them because it's not just a hard sell of like, hey, come join my masterclass. It's value, value, value. Oh, did you like this? Come opt in to this masterclass kind of thing, right? And you can think about that even in your email nurture where you're inviting people to come to the masterclass, like share with them what breakthroughs they can expect, what immediate results they can expect. Maybe even in some of the emails, give a lot of value up front as kind of the subject matter expert and then kind of pitch them on the back end of like, do you want to learn more? Come join us in the masterclass. Yeah. And I mean, this is where you become an informed business owner. I can look at my numbers and know exactly how much money I'm going to make before the launch ever starts, right? So like right now, I know we need 6,500 people to register by our next launch. And right now we have 4,500 people registered. I'm like, we need 2,000 more. Where are they coming from? Turn on those emails, right? Because you can, like, if you only have 40 registered, I'm probably going to hit two, right? Because you know your conversion rate, right? So I think those are some great places to start is to, yeah, I think I gave you a couple of good ideas. Your content on LinkedIn, creating the events and asking people to register for them. And making the post on LinkedIn. These next 2 weeks, you have permission to be obnoxious, meaning a lot of your content that comes out needs to be around this.
Okay.
You don't have a whole lot of time.
Yeah. Well, I know. I'm okay with being obnoxious. Like, I'm so far past that, like, where I was when I started. Like, I don't want to bother anyone. I don't like all the bothers. They're fine.
It's funny. There's peaks and valleys, right? When you're ramping up for something, like the noise gets loud because the large majority of your people are really busy. And even though you're pushing out a ton of content, they're only going to see little scattered pieces of it. And as soon as the launch is over, you dial it back down, right? And go back to value, value, value. And I've just gotten to a place where it works. And I occasionally have really nasty, snarky people who will complain to me about it. And I'm like, you're not my person. You wouldn't be good at my program. Like, you're being an asshole right now and I'm giving you free content, but I deserve the right to follow up on it. And if my emails are going to annoy you and you feel so annoyed that you're going to tell me how annoyed you are, you have pre-selected yourself out. Unfollow. Block. Right? Like, that's just how I operate.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. Like, I take zero offense because I give zero craps about.
Well, anyone who's actually in the business and understands it, understands that it's necessary, right? And the people who don't and are really annoyed by it don't understand the science of marketing and follow-up. And that's okay. They'll learn, just not from me.
Exactly. You're a grown-ass adult. Just scroll to the bottom and click unsubscribe. It's very easy. Do your... And me too.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited for you though. This is going to be great. Keep us posted.
Thanks guys so much for listening in on today's podcast episode. And I can't wait for you to see my upcoming guest in the next episode. You are going to love this keynote speaker. Hey, here's the deal. If you liked this, please subscribe and leave a review. And you want the latest online business growth strategies and exclusive LinkedIn pro tips sent straight to your phone? Text the word update to 704-318-2285. That is, text the word update to 704-318-2285. Can't wait to see you guys. Come find me over on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you like to hang. I cannot wait to hear how you are enjoying and applying what you're learning. You guys, reach out to me over on social because I love hearing what's resonating with you. When you reach out to me and you send me those personal DMs, they really do impact the content I continue to bring forward to you. So again, come find me, Melissa_Hinault over on Instagram, Melissa Hinault over on LinkedIn and Facebook. Can't wait to see you guys over there.